Okay, so we're going to make the announcement now for the hackathon award. So yeah, so we'll make the announcement now for the hackathon award. So Leo and I, as the co-chairs, went through all the different reports and the presentations, using the criteria of novelty, impact, relevance to the summit topic, and all-around coolness factor, relatively weighted. It was a pretty difficult decision because, just like last year, there's so much good work that's going into all of these, so much hard work, and every single project was fantastic. And I think, just like last year, this has been a great innovation to have in the summit. I think there's a lot of energy, and so regretfully, we had to pick one project over the others.
Yes, folks. So obviously, everyone had a very good project, a very good hackathon this year, many different aspects. But we decided, using the criteria, that Mike Bennett's project hackathon was the winner this year. So let's congratulate Mike. This was the ontology design patterns and semantic abstractions in ontology integration. So thank you. And IAOA will actually provide hackathon prizes again this year. It's getting to be apparently old hat for Mike. So,
and yeah, and so the actual award, besides a beautiful plaque that will be sent an email, is
electronic.
Electronic plaque is a 1-year membership paid for by the association. And I think you said Gary. So you, two of you were the co-leaders for the project. So the prize will be shared by both of you. And just for people who weren't here last year, actually, Mike's hackathon team won the prize last year. So he's a champion 2 years in a row. But congratulations to everyone, both to you, two of you, and everyone on the team that participated.
Yeah, thank you. In the interest of time, I'm going to keep this short, folks. I just wanted to make sure that people knew that beyond the summit, there's continuation. So we talked about the communique, which we certainly hope you'll endorse and get your friends and neighbors to endorse. But it's also the case that, you know, there'll be an applied ontology synopsis or rendition of the communique as the next step. But the Ontology Summit also has other products that are of interest. We've never really expanded those in much detail in the years, in the previous years. But what happened this year was IAOA established a special interest group, a Semantic Web Applied Ontology Special Interest Group. This is like November of last year. And part of the process for that, we really talked about bringing the communities together. So especially the semantic web and applied ontology communities. We didn't really add the big data emphasis, which is one of the emphases of the Ontology Summit, but the linked data folks too. So right now we've established this new special interest group. You'll see that the SIG co-chairs are Mike Bennett, Andrea Westerinen, I think she's still present, yeah, and Eli Abi Lahoud, who's not present. I don't think he's on remotely either. And what we'd like to do is basically think of this as a continuation, a way to contribute to the themes of this summit in the future, to extend it. What we want to do is maybe make sure that the communities stay together. that we keep building bridges. So the focus of this SIG is to, you know, establish the bridges. We think in our discussions and our meetings so far of the semantic web applied ontology SIG is that the semantic web and the applied ontology communities have kind of grown apart. At one time, they were closer together. They seem to attach different emphases to technologies, to methodologies, tools. But we think that, in fact, that's wrong, that's a misperception. So what we'd like to do is to make sure that the semantic web community and the applied ontology community understand that we're basically using the same tools. So many of us are formalists. We use first-order logic, perhaps, for our ontologies. But when we model that to be used as engineering constructs, engineering ontologies, we use OWL. We use RDF. So we think that this is an arbitrary kind of bifurcation of the communities. So we wish you would join us. So all this is, you know, the emphasis here was of Ontology Summit 2014, and basically one of the reasons that was the theme this year for Ontology Summit is because we began to raise that earlier, and people said, well, yeah, that's pretty significant, and we think the communities are drifting apart. I'm not going to go through a lot of these details. I have actually more than required. But this particular slide, I think that in many cases, you know, the semantic web community and the linked data community, they maybe are starting from bottom-up emerging pattern ontology. So we think of low-hanging fruit and, you know, lightweight ontologies because, you know, the semantic web and linked data folks are concerned about the web itself, the internet, and the vast heterogeneity of the internet. And in our summit, we talked about the patterns, right, emerging patterns of ontology. So, but the applied ontology folks come maybe sometimes from the top down, the analytical ontologies. What we'd like to do is meet in the middle. And so we'd like you to join. Now, we don't require that you actually be a member of IAOA, even though we encourage it. We're trying something new with this SIG because we're bridging the communities, and we don't want to put constraints up. So we would invite you to join whether you're an IAOA member or not. And I mentioned the co-chairs, Andrea, Ellie, and Michael. There's some URLs embedded in these links to show you our mission. We want to be event-focused. So we had proposed an ISWIC 2014 workshop. It's a no-go at this point, but we think we're going to actually align with another organization and have a slightly different venue. So there'll be more news about that shortly. But we also want to make sure that we continue the Ontology Summit, the theme of this summit. Workshops, journal issues, books, and even more. So we invite you to join. Thank you. Yes, sure. Michael.
What does joining entail? I mean, does it just put your name on a list?
Yes, expressing your interest initially, and we'll allow you to you can actually join yourself to the distribution list, but it'll have to be approved by one of the chairs. So it's pretty informal. So our next meeting, for example, is telecons. We try monthly telecons and occasional others. So the next meeting, it's usually the first Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Savings Time. This month we moved it because of a conflict, so it'll be the 12th of May. So We'll, if you're interested, you know, send us an email and we'll join you up. Yes, yes, we'll place that to the Ontolog community too. Yes.
Leo, I have a request of you four up there, and the onus is on Peter. If he could spend a couple of minutes explaining to us how we'll be able to preserve the Ontolog Forum and have it move forward.
I actually don't know yet. Yes, I will be talking to the people I'm serving in the next few weeks. But one of the things that I will be doing is to maintain the archive of the body of knowledge that the community has built up over the last 12 years. If you notice the wiki, the purple wiki, which is Ontolog, and then the PSMW, which is Ontolog-02, that's sort of a threshold into the next phase and next environment, which hopefully someone will pick up. But the work in the past 12 years would definitely be maintained and available online on archive.
I think one of the things that continuing that we probably should talk about is having some kind of a permanent home here in terms of longevity of this 9 years of effort. I know Peter has been volunteering his time. He's been not only volunteering his time, little do you all know also, for some people may know it, he's actually volunteering his money also for many things. He doesn't tell that, being the humble guy he is, but he's been doing that. So I think we should talk a little bit on how we can make this, have an archive somewhere. Maybe Ashit and I probably will talk about it and see if NIST can in any way help in this process as such, so that, you know, we maintain the prominence or the persistency of the ontology summit, you can say, okay? And no pun intended for object-oriented database. But we need this persistency. So we'll do that, okay? And Peter has been a driving force here over the years, and so you can see it evolved in various forms. And as I said, he was doing it even without financial incentives. At one time, NIST did fund a little bit several years ago, and then because of the controversy regarding the conferences and the way that it was held in Las Vegas by someone unknown, they decided to put a cap on all these things at NIST. And I was talking to Peter about that, and he said, even if there is no money, I will still work on it at that time. He said, it's my intent to do so. But I think Steve and Peter were involved in the process as such, okay? So anyway, there's a lot of effort has been put by several of many of you are actually volunteering your time to it. I mean, no one is funding anything here as such. Everyone is volunteering their time thing, and we really appreciate this whole process as such. I think we should make something happen. And I think Ashit kind of pointed out that the communities, like the data science community and the ontology communities, they don't talk to one another. And one of the things that I'm doing next month is, with all your blessings, is that make a presentation of this symposium at the Data Sciences Conference in Stanford. I think Ashit, you're going to be there too. So at least to that community, tell what we are up to and maybe get them interested in this whole process as such. Okay? Again, thank you all. And Tim, maybe we can close the symposium officially, I guess, or what is the... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to me to participate this year and to co-chair the symposium with Ron. And, you know, I think it's a unique community and one that has got a good history and hopefully a good future. So I'll look forward to what comes next year.
Okay. And the question is that, 1 minute, Dennis, are we going to discuss what are we going to do next year? I think we don't have too much time here. But I think if there are any ideas for next year's summit, I think what we're going to do is to spend maybe about a couple of minutes here. Not too many ideas, though, because we can't absorb so many ideas. Dennis, maybe just let me see. You want to say something quickly?
I would like to remind you that there's a birds of a feather on Fiverr with this year and last year's hackathon winner and me.
Okay, yeah, that we'll have that immediately after this, okay? But anyone has a quick comment here on the next year's summit? Or? That depends on George Strawn in terms of he has very kindly volunteered this year. I know it involves a lot of effort from his staff, too. Again, thank you very much, George, for helping. And Paul and Joan and Angela, are you all here? You know, I think all of you have put in effort in there. It is an effort. And I don't know, depending on what George says. Pardon? Yeah. Well, in that case, it's an S, I guess. Whatever it is. But anyway, he'll try his best. Pardon? If not, we have an alternative. So we'll see how that works.
If we're ready, I have some thoughts on a possible topic for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall theme I'm proposing is understanding and communicating ontologies, which completely addresses the thing that Mark was concerned about. And it would have a number of themes. Probably the biggest and most major theme, which might be broken up into more than one group, is visualization. How can we see to help us understand? We're all visual creatures, and we need to do that. So there's lots of issues with visualization. Another thing is summarization. I've never heard anybody talk about that. I know that when we have our ontologies, they're not big. They're maybe 1,000 classes, 500. But you can't communicate that. If you draw a picture of it, it's going to take up the whole wall. So what we do is we put something and we limit it to 11 by 17. So there's things that you want to do that summarize ontologies. That could be a theme. And, you know, sort of things that aren't that exciting, but they're very important. Documentation, how do you, you know, conventions for naming things, conventions for documenting things, how to use annotations well, you know, what should you do, what shouldn't you do. This business of competency questions, the role that they play in communicating ontology. They're more of a design thing, so that could be maybe not an important thing. And then modularity. Modularity is actually an important way to understand ontology. Some big monolithic thing is much harder to understand than a number of modules that have been constructed and worked together. And then, of course, you have to decide who you're talking to. You communicate the ontology to different levels of people, subject matter experts, clients, in our case, if you're consulting with companies, developers. That's a whole nother group who may not understand ontology technology, but they're going to be needing to be spoken to in a different way.
Thank you, Michael. I think we have put that on the chat somewhere here so that we can communicate on this thing. And also, the other thing is that we got some sponsorship for the food. We'd like to thank our sponsors, NCBO and Ubiquity Lab at the University of Maryland. Ubiquity, did I get it right? Okay. Tim's Lab, you can say. At the University of Maryland, and some anonymous donors who don't want to be named. So, again, thank you all. Is there any, the chairs, do you have anything final to say? We didn't thank the chair, did an excellent job in terms of this.
Just like to say also that we will be having one more session. Virtual session related to the summit, which will be called the postmortem session, which will be on May 15th on Thursday, 12:30 Eastern Time, regular time for all of the sessions that we've had so far. And this will be an opportunity for people to kind of reflect on what's happened over in the summit and symposium, get some valuable feedback, what worked, what didn't work, brainstorm on some future topics, potential future topics, and planning for the future. The topic wouldn't be decided until next fall, but usually in the past what's happened is, there's a whole set of things that people think about now, and then they kind of lie fallow over the summer, and they start sprouting in the fall. And so that's kind of what will be happening. So I invite everyone to join us on May 15th at the regular Thursday session for that follow-up meeting for this year's summit.
And then finally, I just want to reiterate thanks, Peter, for your support. Thank you.
And so remember to invite everyone to endorse the communique, one of the big outputs for the symposium. If you have a chance to do that today while the sheet's floating around, that's great. But there will be you have the sheets, okay? Todd has the sheets. But there will be opportunity to do the endorsement over the coming weeks. I think at least until May 15th, the postmortem, but I think we might keep it open a bit longer than that. So give people a chance to read through it very carefully if you want. So invite everyone to do that endorsement over the coming weeks. Frank.
We're doing all the conference as well. Do you know what to do?
Peter, what's the process for online endorsement?
Yeah, previously we had a email address to send the endorsements to. So I guess we'll do the same. I'll make up that email address and post it to the Ontology Summit list or have talked to
it.
Yeah, Todd will visit everyone and with a sheet.
So I guess we're bringing the symposium to a close right on time, but there will be a birds of feather session. You know, maybe take a 5-minute break, and the birds of feather session will be in this room, and it'll be on establishing 5-0 content teams led by Dennis Wisnowski and Mike Bennett. If anybody else wants to try to organize another birds of feather session, they're welcome to do that. The room's available until 5:30. Well, thank you very much.
So 5 minutes break. All those are interested in FIBO, please come here.